Blinking in the sudden light, Daisy found herself in a narrow, rather dirty hallway, face to face with a very ugly old woman who was dressed all in black, a large brown wart with hairs growing out of it on the tip of her nose.
"John!"
the old woman croaked, without taking her eyes off Daisy, and a boy much bigger and older than Daisy with a blunt, scowling face came shuffling into the hall, cracking his knuckles.
"Go and tell the Janes upstairs to put another mattress in their room."
"Make one of the little brats do it," grunted John. "I haven't had breakfast."
Ma Grunter suddenly swung her heavy silver-handled cane at the boy's head. Daisy expected to hear a horrible thud of silver on bone, but the boy ducked the cane neatly, as though he'd had a lot of practice, cracked his knuckles again, and said sullenly,
"All right, all right."
He disappeared up some rickety stairs.
"What's your name?"
said Ma Grunter, turning back to Daisy.
"Daisy,"
said Daisy.
"No, it isn't,"
said Ma Grunter.
"Your name is Jane."
Daisy would soon find out that Ma Grunter did the same thing to every single child who arrived in her house. Every girl was rechristened Jane, and every boy was renamed John. The way the child reacted to being given a new name told Ma Grunter exactly what she needed to know about how hard it was going to be to break that child's spirit. Of course, the very tiny children who came to Ma Grunter simply agreed that their name was John or Jane, and quickly forgot they'd been called anything else. Homeless children and lost children, who could tell that being John or Jane was the price of having a roof over their heads, were also quick to agree to the change. But every so often, Ma Grunter met a child who wouldn't accept their new name without a fight. And she knew, before Daisy even opened her mouth, that the girl was going to be one of them. There was a nasty, proud look about the newcomer, and while skinny, she looked strong, standing there in her coveralls with her fists clenched.
"My name," said Daisy, "is Daisy Dovetail. I was named after my mother's favorite flower."
"Your mother is dead,"
said Ma Grunter, because she always told the children in her care that their parents were dead. It was best if the little wretches didn't think there was anybody to run away to.
"That's true," said Daisy, her heart hammering very fast. "My mother is dead."
"And so is your father,"
said Ma Grunter. The horrible old woman seemed to swim before Daisy's eyes. She'd had nothing to eat since the previous lunchtime and had spent a night of terror on Prod's wagon. Nevertheless, she said in a cold, clear voice,
"My father's alive. I'm Daisy Dovetail, and my father lives in Shoeville."
She had to believe her father was still there. She couldn't let herself doubt it, because if her father was dead, then all light would disappear from the world forever.
"No, he isn't,"
said Ma Grunter, raising her cane.
"Your father's as dead as a doornail, and your name is Jane."
"My name,"
began Daisy, but with a sudden whoosh, Ma Grunter's cane came swinging at her head. Daisy ducked, as she'd seen the big boy do, but the cane swung back again, and this time it hit Daisy painfully on the ear and knocked her sideways.
"Let's try that again,"
said Ma Grunter,